Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome, my Mindscape artist. How are you? I'm so glad to be here with you. I do have a little bit of cabin fever, so I'm probably overly excited because I've been in the house working from home, and usually home is like my sanctuary, so I have been trying to adjust with how everything is happening. We have been a little bit disoriented, to say the least, with everything that's going on. So I figured that it would be good to talk about spiritual evolution in the midst of chaos, because a lot of people are bored and going a little bit stir crazy. Kids are at home. The healthcare professionals, along with the social workers, are saying that domestic violence is going up and child abuse is going up. So all kinds of things are in upheaval. We're not able to escape ourselves like we normally are, distract ourselves with our day-to-day nothingness. So we're going to just talk about going a little bit higher above all the noise and what all of that means. What I normally like to do is take all the shishi foo-foo stuff out of all the spiritual stuff so that it doesn't seem so far-fetched, because a lot of people think that they have to stop doing things that they're doing. Oh, I got to stop drinking. I got to stop smoking. I got to stop having sex. We've associated higher living with being perfect, and it's not, because what happens is as you raise your frequency, everything that you don't need falls off. That's a guarantee. So as you practice and raise your frequency, everything kind of falls off, and you look up and say, wow, I don't even really have a taste for that, or wow, I tried to have a drink, or I tried to smoke some weed, or I tried to do this or that, and it didn't even do anything to me. It didn't even feel the same. You even change your feelings about people that you're sexually attracted to. You're like, I don't even really want to be bothered with them. Or, you know, you start just switching your whole perspective. And you do it all the time, but you don't really know that you're doing it. You kind of give credit to just outgrowing it, but what you're doing is you're expanding and you're raising your vibe and increasing your ability to tap into the subconscious so that you can have the life that you want. Sometimes you're pushed into that, and sometimes you're pushed into it and you realize you're onto something and you start practicing it. And so I've been able to have fun practicing it while still being able to do many of the things that I love doing without guilt or shame and beating myself up and holding on to all kinds of things. I kind of ran into that when, you know, when you're trying to lose weight, so to speak, and you're trying to, I'm always dieting or adjusting my diet or playing with that. And even though I've never been, you know, obese or anything like that, I've always felt like, oh, I could lose a few more pounds. I could be in better shape, right? So I kind of played with releasing the guilt around food and to see if it would actually do something to help with my weight, because I used to be really conscious about it. And if I was on a diet or something, I would beat myself up. And I noticed, honestly, that when I was conscious about changing my vibration, not beating myself up, not feeling guilty about it, the weight would come off. Well, that's not really magic. What happens is when you're not weighed down with negative emotions, your metabolism increases. So when you raise your vibration, just like when you increase your frequency, just like if you take your hands and you rub your hands together, and you, the faster you rub them, the faster you rub them, the hotter they get, then what happens is you start to burn heat, and you burn energy. Well, the same thing happens when you vibrate at a higher level, meaning you get rid of guilt. You get rid of anything that sadness, apathy, hopelessness. You get rid of those things. Well, not get rid of them, but you just raise your vibration and then they disappear. You change your frequency. They, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, I need to get rid. I need to stop hating. I need to stop feeling guilty. I need to stop beating myself. I need to stop. Don't stop anything. Start saying thank you. Thank you. I'm grateful. This is wonderful. This is good. This is wonderful. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't get with your girlfriends or your guy friends and you talk a little junk every now and then and talk about it. Give that space if you like to do that. I know I do every now and then to talk about how crazy stuff is every blue moon, you know, and get together and let that off. But don't stay in it. Be conscious about it. Just like if you're on a diet and you say, okay, I'm going to diet for 30 days. I'm not going to eat any this or that or whatever. And then you give yourself some space to kind of fall off and do some of the things and eat some of the things that you want to eat. You do the same thing spiritually, okay? So then that keeps you from saying, okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be perfect. And I'm going to see if I can, you know, not make any mistakes. And then when you do that, guess what happens? You fall off the wagon. You feel like a failure. And then you say, wow, I'm no good at this. I might as well just, quit, right? And so you quit, and then you tell yourself that something doesn't work, okay? Well, when you're talking about something that doesn't work, it's something that you have to do in order. It's something that you have to do in order to test. The Bible says test and prove. So you got to test. You got to test it. And then once you test it and you see some results, then you feel better about it. You raise your vibration. And then you begin to actually live it. And it's not such a big deal, whatever it is. And if you fall off, you fall off. I mean, I do it all the time. My friends laugh at me when I say, oh, I'm going to diet. And I may lose 5 pounds, and then I fall off and go and eat something that I want to eat, and then I pick it right back up, lose another couple of pounds, pick it right back up, and I have fun with it, do whatever it is that I want to do in the process. Well, when you do that, one day you look up, you're where you want to be, and it's not with such pain. So what I'm finding is that the reason why a lot of times people associate Deborah's having a hard time getting in, she says. Let me call her and see. Yeah, Deborah, I'm not sure what's going on. I just tested that from my phone, and it's actually working. So I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, I don't know what that could be. I sent you the link. Did you see it? Call from your phone. Don't do it from the computer. Just pick up your phone and click that number and call from your phone. Really? Okay, all right. Okay, guys, sorry about that. I'm not sure why Deborah's having a hard time getting on. I hate that because we were going to have some fun talking. But I had just tested the number. If any of you want to call in, the number is 563-999-3632. 563-999-3632. Okay? All right. So with all of this going on, I decided that I would read from a metaphysical interpretation of the Bible. So when we're talking about for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That has to be wherever your concerns are, whatever you value. And when you think of what it is that you value, many times what you value are things outside of you, okay? And when you do that, what happens is you will actually give that more energy than you will yourself. This is what creates fatigue. This is why people are tired all the time, because what happens is you're outside of you and you're concerned with out there. And that's what happens when you have these negative messages coming in about what's happening in the world right now. I'm not going to say it because some people get a little bit drained by it. Well, as you kind of practice being in but not of, get what I'm saying, being in but not of, you're able to be in, see it, hear it, and it'll go through you rather than sticking to you, okay? So when it goes through you and it does not stick to you, then you are able to master the fact that you actually are able to be in the chaos, rise above it, look down on it, and say, I see that. Well, when you're able to do that, then you're able to start manifesting some of the things that you want. And to be able to manifest, to be able to ask and receive, and to be able to do and to believe that you can actually have what it is that you want, what happens is you become single-minded. And in becoming single-minded, because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, when you're able to become single-minded, you're able to tap into your heart's desire and you're able to stay focused on it in a way that you're able to actually get the desires of your heart. So a lot of times when people say, oh, you know, I've been wanting this for a long time, or I've been wanting that for a long time, and it hasn't happened. You know, what normally happens is you're focused on the chaos. You're focused on why it can't happen. And when you're focused on why it can't happen, that is where your treasure is. That's you're treasuring that. You're like coddling it, you're feeding it, you're growing it. So guess what the result is going to be? You're going to be sick instead of getting well. You're going to be poor instead of having the money you deserve. You're going to be loveless instead of getting the love you deserve. So what happens is you don't realize it, but you are making the very thing that you don't want your treasure. Now, I noticed that this happens with a lot of us who know a lot. Knowing and being are two different things. So if you're knowing it in your head, but you're not able to be it, then what happens is you're in your head, the place of problem solving. And when you're in the mindset of problem solving, guess what you're focused on? The problem. In order to solve the problem, you got to focus on the problem. And a lot of times people are doing things from the head. They're not moving to the heart. So what you can do is make the decision from the head, but you practice from the heart. And practicing from the heart means you have no attachment to the outcome. When you don't have an attachment to the outcome, you are operating from a higher frequency. So as you're operating from the higher frequency, guess what happens? Hey, you're going to get higher things, right? Because you're no longer treasuring that which is negative. You're treasuring that which is positive. And so many times people have a hard time making that switch only out of habit. And when you make that out of habit, what happens is you begin to attract other people that actually have that as well. And then when you attract other people that have that vibration, then you don't really know that you're out of alignment. And so that is the thing that has to happen, is so within, as within, so without, right? And as you do that, you begin to change your circle. You begin to attract people that support you. You begin to attract people that understand what it is that you're doing, right? You ever heard somebody say all the time, nobody gets me. Nobody gets me. Usually it's because you don't get yourself. The moment you get yourself, you start attracting other people that get you, right? So it takes a lot of self-practice for you to actually understand that when you change yourself, everything outside of you changes as well. And then you start to manifest, and then you don't even realize it. How many times have you actually done that unconsciously? Where, and my friends and I do it all the time, especially if we say, you can even do it with numbers for those of you who don't feel guilty about playing numbers and stuff like that. But these are good practice things where you actually practice your intuitive gifts. So let's say a number comes up in your spirit and you say, I think I'm going to play that number. And that number hits. Okay? Well, how many times have you had something pop up in your spirit and you ignore it? And when you ignore it, you see the very thing that popped up in your spirit and you say, oh my goodness. What happened is for that split second you were double-minded, right? You were in the spirit, your intuitive self was speaking to you, and you got distracted with what you were really treasuring, which was probably paying a bill or helping a friend do something or listening to somebody else's problem or trying to change somebody else, or your relationship wasn't going right and you were preoccupied with that, and you actually missed the opportunity. I'll give you a perfect example. Happened to me. And I said I wasn't going to tell this story, but it's so weird how it happened. So guess what? I was going to go pick my daughter and her friends up from the airport. I got a little turned around because they were building all this new stuff out there, and I took an exit, ended up in the area where the rental cars were. And rental car, I turned around in the parking lot, and I forgot that, well, I didn't even know, but everybody else seemed to know except me. But out at the airport, they have spikes in their driveway. And so I killed three of my tires, $681. So there goes my tax return. So I called my friend up and I told her, and she likes to play the numbers. I always kind of forget, but I remember, and I'll give her the numbers, and I'll say, hey, 681, go play it, right? And I was going to go play it, but guess what? My focus went right back on what I had lost. And guess what number came out the next day, right? So if you can get past, you know, the fact that it was the numbers and look at the concept of the fact that had I made the shift successfully from what I had lost to actually what I could have gained, I could have made my money back plus some, right? Only from just shifting my focus from what I had lost. That applies to everything. It applies to everything. So when you think about what you don't have, especially in the situation that we're in today, where you have to be cautious about everything. Guess what? You know in your mind, but you're only using your intellect. You're not being evolved. You're not living in your expansion. And you miss opportunities to free yourself. And when you miss those opportunities to free yourself, guess what? You start feeling more and more hopeless. You start feeling a little bit further away from yourself. Oh, well, I guess I need to stop doing this or I need to stop doing that. Look, I've been doing this since the 2000, talking astrology and metaphysics and just all that stuff. My friends are like, yeah, whatever, right? And so my kids are like, oh, you're doing that again. You know, people closest to you, they don't pay attention, right? So, you know, it's a road. It's not lonely, but you just are by yourself in a lot of cases until you actually attract those around you. So I have a few of my, you know, friends that we practice this. We practice it, not because we're trying to be, you know, gurus or anything. That's the furthest thing. Once you practice it and you see results, it becomes fun. And it doesn't become something that you're trying to do. It becomes something that you enjoy being. So this is why I came up with Mindscape Artist, because my whole slogan when I wrote my first book, 25 Thoughts About Your Destiny, was about reconstruct the world by reconstructing your mind. I have been saying that since 2007. Reconstruct the world by reconstructing your mind. And so I started really taking that seriously. And I started listening to how I was talking. And I had to move completely, because it's one thing to be, and I was talking to a friend of mine last night, it's one thing to be beneath the what's going on in the world. You're oppressed, right? And you move from the oppressed when you awaken to what's going on, and you move up into being in it, and you want to create this justice. You want to make everything okay, whether it's in politics, whether it's in your relationship, whether it's in religion, whatever it is. When you see something wrong, you want to correct it because you're awake. Oh, I'm awake, so I'm evolved, or I'm expanded, so I need to fix something. Well, that is a stage. It is really a stage. And once you get to a point where you realize in solving the problem, and I talk about this in the Problem with Solving Problems series that I started doing, when you're trying to solve the problem, when you're trying to fix the problem, you usually have to focus on the problem, and you get stressed out. And when we're talking about the isms of the world that don't really exist, there is no out there. There is no out there. The only thing that matters is what is inside, okay? Now, if there is no out there, why do people get sick? Why do people die? Why do these terrible things happen? Okay? One, it's life. But number two, a lot of the times people get caught up in what is going on. And as you get caught up in what is going on, that is your reality. Your reality becomes who you are, and that's what you adopt. Example, again, food. So if you say, everybody in my family has high blood pressure, so you go to the doctor, you get the white coat syndrome, your blood pressure's high, right? Or you're in a stressful relationship, or you're in a stressful job, something happens, and you feel like, oh, well, the doctor takes your blood pressure, your blood pressure's high. Well, you've accepted from hearing all the stories in your family about how the blood pressure is so high. It's so high. So you've been telling yourself that you've been in a situation where it's actually ingrained in your mind. You've actually created a pathway in your neurological self that actually continues to perpetuate that. So the doctor prescribes you high blood pressure medication, right? You take the high blood pressure medication. When you take the high blood pressure medication, your blood pressure goes down. But guess what you're missing? You miss the whole opportunity to learn how to breathe, to learn how to move your mind from out there to in here, to learn how to talk to yourself in a different way, how to address the higher self, so that you can activate that part of you that wakes up when you need it to. You missed a whole opportunity. So this is why you need at least one comrade that can say, hey, this is not you. You know how to do this. You know what to do. You're getting caught up. You got caught up. And then you fall out, you laugh, and you start breathing together, and you start talking it out, and you start moving on to something else, so that you, or something higher. So this is just something to get you going towards your spiritual evolution in the midst of chaos. Hey, who is this coming on the line here? Hello?
I am Oyee's son. How are you? This is Oyee.
Oyee, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm breathing comfortably over here.
Good.
I know, because I'm breathing comfortably over here.
Good. Well, I'm glad you called in. Your meditation today was very needed, and I shared it with my group, and even though I didn't really have time to look at it like I wanted to, because I started working, I'm going to go back and catch it, because it's needed, and I just wanted to thank you for it.
Well, you're quite welcome. There was a call from the immune system to send help. You know, when you get in trouble, you know, sometimes your body starts to say, send help, send help. But people really don't know how to, what type of help to send to their immune system, and they have not been spiritually trained in the art of relaxation and, as you said, breathing. And breathing gives us more serotonin, which has its own natural intelligence. So people said boost, and words are so powerful. The immune system doesn't need to be boosted. The immune system needs to be calmed. And so today's meditation was about calming the immune system, because the immune system is being bombarded from so many different angles with so many different energies that we have become irresponsible for keeping our own house in order. And meditation and qigong and proper breathing, slow breathing, and contemplative breathing, not concentrated or focused breathing, but contemplative breathing, brings about a calm state. And a calm immune system can figure out anything. Just like a calm mind. Our mind was made from the infinite to be able to solve anything. We've made satellites, we've made rocket ships, we've made social media, we've made phones that are more powerful than the computers that were on the ship that supposedly went to the moon. And so when we calm our minds down, then we can solve anything. So the same science goes to all the other systems in the body. And the immune system right now was calling for help. And I said, well, I have a responsibility as a thought leader and as a healer, and just as a person, you know, here, a part of the community here on Earth right now, to assist the immune system by asking people just to join me in some basic exercises that I call it the Miyagi effect, because Miyagi didn't tell Danielson he was training him to be a killer or a fighter. He was just saying, go out there and wash the car. But, you know, these things need to be done today. I know I need my fence painted, and I need these cars waxed and washed. Can you do that for me? And he was like, yeah. And then he came away with abilities where he was able to do what? Protect himself and his family and gain respect for himself again. And so with a calm immune system, it's just much easier for us to gain respect for ourselves right now. Because when we're operating from fear and lack and things like that, that's really not respectful for our for us as a spiritual being having a human experience.
Exactly. I mean, and you know what, you and I, we are always on the same page, even if we kind of have a little hiccup here and there. You came right in on time. You already know how to do that. So getting people to be in and not of, and to go within, you know, I shared just some of the things that I do. First of all, introduce yourself properly. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell people where to find you.
My name is Oye Sun, formerly known as Coach Kyrie. You can find me at Oye517 on all social platforms, on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube. If you still are following the Coach Kyrie brand, that is transitioning, but I'm right there. On Facebook is Oye Carter, and Oye Sun is a business page. And really, I'm in your spirit. You know, when you think about me, you all of a sudden, I think that the artificial intelligence is just pushing me out here like a pill, just like, you know, I say I got the money virus. So when people need money, all of a sudden my phone starts ringing. I don't even think I have the best marketing, but I've been on this path for quite a long time. I'm recovering every day. Not from alcoholism or drug abuse, but from a dysfunctional family growing up. And that's what led me on to the spiritual path, is healing myself from the dysfunctions of my family. And I realized growing up with asthma that the same thing that cured me from asthma started to mature me spiritually in ways that I was unable to identify. But I accepted it because that's what magic is. Magic is something that you really don't know, have to know how it works. Not many people can explain how electricity works or gravity, but we take advantage of it every day. And so now I have turned that into business consulting combined with my background in astrology and human design and a lot of different esoteric arts. I want people to align their purpose with their business entities, because I see that in the first 2 years, most small companies go under because they really aren't aligned with their spirit and they're not doing what they're happy to doing. And so that's what I do. I help people find their purpose, align a business idea, and then take it international online and make it very profitable.
And you're right. You've been doing it for a long time, and I've been doing this for a long time. And when you've done it for a while, you realize things are still unfolding, and it's the beauty of the whole thing is how it unfolds. When we call each other in the middle of the night and say, "Oh my God," you know, since I've started, you know, my career, I'm not as available as I used to be. When you would call at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and you would say, "Oh, I got a good idea. I got this happening, that happened," and we would sit up and just talk and just come up with stuff. And you gave me the Mindscape Artist name. Do you remember? We were brainstorming, and you said Mindscape Artist, because my slogan, my whole thing for since forever was reconstruct the world by reconstructing your mind. I know you can do it. That's what I say in my readings. That's what I say on my book. It's on my book. My tagline is on everything. And you just said Mindscape. And I said, oh. And then you said Mindscape Artist. And I didn't even think about it. I just said, that's it. That's it. And then remember when I brought you Human Design and said, here we go.
You did say Kyrie at that time. It's okay.
At that
you
time,
went
I
That's
did,
right.
Right?
Yes, you said Kyrie.
I said, hey, you got to check this out. It takes our astrology to a whole new level, how to respond. And what better time than now to use this responding with, you know. Now, see, my thing, okay, you talk about what brings you, what brought you on your journey, what brought you on your journey. And for most people, it's family dysfunction. For me, it was living coming up in a very strict religion where I'm a very broad-minded person, and also being extremely sensitive to political issues in the world and economic injustice, and watching that and being so engrossed with Malcolm X and, you know, Angela Davis. And, you know, that was my whole thing, like, okay, you know. And then what happened was I woke up, I got in the fight, and then I started coming from, we got to fix something. I got to fix my life after my divorce. I got to get my education. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to, you know, social justice, this. And I had my first asthma attack. My lungs started failing me. My bronchial, my sympathetic nervous system started contracting my bronchial tubes. It was just like a pulse would happen whenever I would be in that flight moment. Got to do this, got to do that. And I was so gone, so far away from myself. So you can wake up, but you know how you wake up in the morning? And when you wake up, you might hit your toe because you're not all the way up. You stumble into the bathroom. You're using the bathroom, but you're not all the way up. Well, that's where I was. I was woke, but woke to what? We always say, oh, stay woke, or, you know, all of this conscious talk. But what are we woke to? Yeah, I wasn't all the way woke to myself, because if I was, I was woke to what was out there. But if I had been woke to what was in here, I would have caught myself when I started feeling tired, when I started going down, when I couldn't climb the steps, when I couldn't jog anymore with my running class. But it took staying up two nights in a row, not being able to breathe, and then going and landing in the hospital for 5 days before I started paying attention to the fact that I hadn't been breathing properly for a whole 2 months before that happened. So we have to be careful what we wake up to and who's there when you wake up. You know, who's around when I wake up? Can I trust you when I wake up? Can I trust the people who I'm around when I wake up? Is there somebody to say, hey, Candy, you look like you're still asleep. Might want to sit down a little bit before you hit your toe, and or I'll guide you to the bathroom till you wake up a little bit, you know. So I just want to say thank you for being there. Because I remember coming to you several times saying, I need you to help me breathe. Gemini rules the lungs, and that's the first thing that happens. I need you to help me breathe. And there were times where you helped me get my breath together, you know. So whenever you're doing a meditation or whenever you're doing something, that's what I like to be a part of because, you know, we talk all the time, but I really like the way you help make us aware of our breath. Because that's everything.
It's the only thing. It's the only thing. I can live without sex for 6 minutes. I can live without drinking water for 6 minutes. I can live without counting money or being on my phone for 6 minutes. But I cannot live for longer than 6 minutes without the breath. And I'm glad you reminded me that. And that's why I changed the brand over from just doing astrology to being a business doula. I'm a spiritual business doula, you know, and the, what's my man, Mansa Musa used to pay all of his spiritual guides handsomely. They had castles to stay in and estates to stay on, and their families were taken care of, and they were regarded with, you know, high reverence in the entire kingdom, and he was the richest man ever to walk the earth, and so those times are coming back. But it's just that we have to go back to the basics, you know, and that's how this creative force will speak through us because it said, you know, let us breathe, God breathed breath into man and made him a living soul. It's really about soul work when you're working on your soul through your breath. And I actually was thinking about you when the idea came to me yesterday about doing this meditation and this breath. Really, it was 2 days ago, my business coach, April Beverly, was like, look, during this time when people are in the house, you still have an obligation to serve the people who have been supporting your business. And I was like, well, what can I do to support? And I was watching their social media feeds, and I was just looking at different things, and I was like, what's the core of all this? Because one person said they need a computer, one person said they got in a car accident, one person says they want a ritual to keep their job. But what's the core? All of y'all are nervous. None of y'all are even asking about your immune system. And so for me in my business, if you're not meditating, I don't want to do business with you. If you aren't focused on the most, we must say, what is the banner for our, you know, what's the banner for our tribe? And I'm Gemini rules the 10th house. So breathing is at the top of my chart. I can't breathe. I can't speak until I breathe correctly. And breathing has saved my life in certain situations, you know. And so it has brought me great pleasure. And anytime I have been on the brink of pain, I'm reminded to breathe. And so when I had the idea, I was like, well, what can I do that I need to give away that I could do for free? And I was like, a course in breathing. You know, that's the name I got from you. It was like a course in miracles. Man, it needed to be a course in breathing. And so I said, let's just start it. I don't have to, like, have a big pomp and circumstance. If you're ready, you're ready. If you're here, you're going to be here. I took that same video. I put it on YouTube. I put it on a delay so it would broadcast at 11:11. On the West Coast time, and I'm going to do another one tomorrow and possibly Friday. as long as Spirit says this is what people need. People were already used to me doing, I know how to do 11-11 meditations. I made that famous 6 or 7 years ago on Nota Ledge Radio. I was the only person doing 11-11 meditations, and the results that people were giving and the feedback. And I was like, let's just go back to what you truly know, that you're truly good at, that you truly can penetrate people while they sit at home. And I said specifically, bring the children, because if you're home with the children, then this is a good time to reconnect with them through proper breathing. The easiest exercise is massaging the internal organs, by breathing correctly. You know, you massage your kidneys, your liver, your spleen, your lungs, your heart, and your spine by taking one deep breath. That's all you got. You don't have to even, just by taking one slow, deep inhale, and don't even hold it. When you fill up, just let it go back out. Do you know how much respect and admiration that your internal organs start to have for you? Now they loving back on you because they are calm. So I said, let's calm the immune system down and let it work. Let it work. Nobody likes to work up under pressure. It can. The body can take immense amounts of pressure, but what can the body also get done when it's relaxed? And so that's what I'm bringing back, is relaxation is the key, of course, in breathing. And also a new course that I have called The Zone of Genius that's going to be helping people get off of their golden handcuffs. A lot of people make good money, but they aren't happy. And then they have anxiety at work. So is it cool to make $200,000 a year and still have short breathing? You got to take time off to go to the hospital because you had a asthma attack or you had a weak immune system? No. We can make $200,000 doing what you want to do, being happy, traveling the world, having great sex, eating good food, living the life that you want to. But I have to show it because I've been waiting and nobody else has done it. So the creator is like, yo, it's on you. I want you to do it, brother. Get busy. So I'm about to get busy.
Okay, so you brought up sex, and we always, you and I talk about how important that is and how important that is in raising your vibration, how important it is, and how many people overlook it because they're not able to integrate the shadow of what they think about sex. They're not able to, a lot of people struggle with guilt. A lot of people struggle with, oh, you know, sex brings in the wrong people and sex does this. And remember when I was talking about, well, you probably didn't hear me, but talking about how we focus on the problem so much that we miss great benefits and opportunities to evolve. Talk a little bit more about sex and how that can actually play a role.
I really love this question, and I have to go back to a boot camp. It's funny that you're asking me about something that we discussed Friday at this boot camp I was at, about when we start naming our problems and we start giving power to our problems, that's opportunity cost. Because the things you're saying yes to, you're also saying no to something else. So if you're saying yes to your problems, you're saying no to your pleasures. If you're saying yes to your problems and identifying them and talking about all these things that can't go right, then you're saying no to the possibilities. You're saying no to the creative force which brought you here. Sex is the creative force that brought you here. And in Genesis, it says that God made man in his own image, and you are a little g. So if you have the power of God, and God made you and gave you instructions, he said, go name everything. God just came and said, do, go. God was using short commands. He was like, do this, go that. He wasn't saying, well, if this happens, but you know, it is kind of crazy out here, Adam. You know, you got to watch out for this. He was doing, when he seen Moses, he was like, go tell him what I said. Don't add nothing to it. Don't take nothing from it. I don't care nothing about whether you stutter or not. Noah, I don't care if you're drunk. I said, build. That's it. So we had that same power in us to start giving power to creative forces. And when we start saying yes to orgasms versus, oh, it's your fault I didn't climax, or this person came too soon, or blah, blah, blah. It's on you. It's on you.
Or this person
you
took something from me, you know.
You can
this
never.
Person, hurt me, because, you know, because it's a lot of joy you can get, even if the relationship or the find good in everything. Everything. When we talk about finding good in everything, it's everything. And when you do that, you're able to even enjoy having that and it not always panning out with the person that gave you that gift.
Absolutely. What does the side of my glasses say? The side of my glasses says, I see God in you. That's all we should be looking for. I'm looking for God in every inhale and every exhale. I'm looking for God in every potential sexual escapade I may have. Not even just the actual ones I have. If it's some potential sex, I'm looking at the God in it. I'm looking for the divine energy in all of it, because then I will become immersed in it. My mind and my cells will merge with divine energy, the thoughts of divine energy. And things will be so much easier.
And for those who may be cut off from, may have cut that part of themselves off, a lot of the times what I notice people do, whether it's sex, whether it's food, whether it's a family member, whatever you cut off, if you cut it off out of grief rather than it to build character or discipline or something like that, I always say integrate. Don't, you know, cut off, integrate, because whatever you don't need is going to kind of fall off as you vibrate at a higher level. It's gonna fall off when you change your perspective. It's going to fall off. But for those who are literally cut off from that part of their creative energy, what do you have to say to that?
Repeat that one more time for me. You was going
but
deep
for
right
those
there.
Who are cut off from that creative energy, what do you have to say to people who are cut off from that?
Self-pleasure. Because only self can save self. Go into self-pleasure. And because the responsibility is yours. Your light bill is your responsibility. You're putting gas in the car is your responsibility. Getting some water when you're thirsty is your responsibility. So when you take pleasure back into your hands and start experimenting, because life is an experiment, we start experimenting more with self-pleasure, then it opens it up versus trying to go to somebody else to open you up. If you cut off from somebody else, then start with yourself. Start with yourself first. You know, you don't have to go to the gym, you know, around a bunch of people. You can just get up in the morning and do 20 squats. So you can just sit down and just say, hey, today I'm just going to explore my erogenous zones. I'm going to get me a little oil, and I'm just going to sit here and just think of some pleasant, this feels good. Make some sounds, you know, in your own private, you know. Just start with yourself. It's the same way as eating an elephant, one bite at a time. And next thing you know, that energy will start to permeate, and you'll be amazed at the things that you will attract. I mean, I am a living testimony of what happens when I start my day off or end my day with self. If I end my day with self-pleasure, I sleep so much better. And if I start my day with self-pleasure, I am totally surprised and astounded at the things that I attract that I needed that I had no idea how I was going to get them. And this, and I mean, I have a testimony for today. That happened to me today. I was like, how is this even possible? How is this even possible? And you know what? What you do is, after the self-pleasure, here go the big part. Yes. You have to start saying yes to things, because when you're cut off from things, your no machine has been just overworked.
Right.
They've been overworking their nose. They've been overworking their nose, and their yes machine is dusty. It's just dusty.
Yeah.
It ain't been getting no work. So it's dusty. You got to dust off your yes machine. My formula is get some honey, put some honey on your lips, put your finger in the honey, put the honey on your lips, and just walk around answering yes all day. And then
wow.
Why? Because now your words are sweet. Your words are sweet. And that's how this, I know that will work, and it has worked, because the coronavirus is the proof that it works the opposite way. If I put shit on my lips and I go around talking to people and using a bunch of profanity, if I don't brush my teeth, I put some doo-doo on my lips, and then I go around using a bunch of profanity, I'm going to have the situation what we have right now, spread worldwide.
Uh-huh.
So
mm-hmm.
So why can't I say, let me put some honey on my lips. Yes, you are amazing. Yes, you are looking sexy today. Yes, your business is profitable. Yes, you can breathe deeply. Yes, I do love my lungs. Yes, I do love pleasure.
My liver.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love my liver. I love my liver. I love all of that. I love all of that. So
that's
what I would do and suggest to people who all my cells, oh my Lord, because your cells are gonna create either way. So you better give them some instructions. If you don't give them some instructions, they're gonna be looking for instructions, because water fills a hole. So if you don't give them instructions, they're gonna be taking instructions from social media. That's the third thing. Please take the TVs out of your bedroom. And if you're going to keep the TV in your bedroom, you need to have a 9 o'clock turn-off time. You need to have
mm-hmm.
a 9 o'clock p.m., no more TV in the bedroom, and no falling asleep to the television, and
right.
no television in the morning, because it's all low vibrational programming of your subconscious. And that's why the yeses is going to start reprogramming the subconscious, and the self-pleasure is going to take you back into the vagus nerve. When you go back into the vagus nerve that you were born with, and tap into that through the clitoris or through the penis, then it's going to automatically do what it was designed to do, which is stimulate you, which is going to form life-giving information. This is how you got here. How can we abandon how we got here? I was just on, somebody posted something the other day, and this guy was talking about seminal retention. The big talk around here now is seminal retention. If you have when you have one orgasm, you lose the same amount of proteins as 2 dozen eggs and 3 steaks and blah, 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 blah. Yes, but also if you never have an orgasm, you're signaling the universe that you no longer want to participate in the life cycle.
Right.
So I'm not going to signal, you know, okay, I can do a month or so. I can have sex a couple of times and not have an orgasm. That's okay, but I'm not gonna make it my way of life. I'm gonna let the universe know I'm out here trying to be creative. I'm curious and I'm creative. What you got for me, universe? Give me something on my plate. Let me go to work on it. That's how
mm-hmm.
we're gonna get outside of being stuck.
Mhm. See, I was gonna say something and I got into what you were saying. How when you cut that part of you off, and how people only look at sex as sex. Now, okay, we're going to move on to something else because I got another point. But sex is not just sex. Sex is energy, just like money's not money. Money is energy. It's energy. And so a lot of times people do the same thing with money, where they say, oh, money ain't everything. I don't need a lot of money. Oh, you know what? Rich people, they're bad. They do this and they're evil. They talk bad about money, and they talk bad about sex, and they don't realize that the same energy brings about more than just the money, brings about more than just the sex. It brings you things. And to get people to understand, changing that perspective, that whole thing of for where your treasure is there will your heart be also. And if
mm-hmm.
your heart is in money is bad, sex is bad, then you're telling, like you said, your whole creative force in you, I don't want to create anymore. So
mm-hmm.
when you hit that brick wall, you know, you hit that brick wall with people, with your goals and all of that, you go back to what are you treasuring? Are you treasuring the problem?
Mm.
You know, are you treasuring what somebody else is not doing? You know.
That's a word right there, honey. Ooh, that's a word right there. You in it. Go ahead now. Go ahead. Go on and give them some more. Good gracious.
I like to keep all cylinders firing. When you go out and exercise, once again, just going out, getting the exercise. Now, they're talking about the domestic violence going up, child abuse going up, because people are stuck in the house. Now, going back to spiritual evolution in the midst of chaos. Now, we in chaos all the time. Everybody's looking at this like this is chaos, right? You're in chaos when you feel like when your feet hit the floor and you got to get up and you got to go to a job you don't like and you got to fight the traffic you don't like and you're rushing to get here and rushing to get there and rushing to get there. You're in chaos. You're totally occupied. You haven't had sex with your husband, your wife, your partner in however long. Your kids have not seen you look them in the eye in months because you're so busy looking at everything else. Okay, now you're quarantined and you got to sit here and you got to get in touch with whatever it is you were running from in your own household, and now you want to beat somebody. What's that all about?
One of my friends, she calls it foolishness. You know, that ended up with some foolishness. That's what the old people would call it. But it's actually, it's a part of the programming. If you don't program yourself, somebody else is going to program it. You know where they get domestic violence from? The television being on after 9 o'clock at night and on in the morning first thing when you wake up. They don't have a morning routine. They don't journal their frustrations down and go to sleep empty. They don't wake up in the morning with a spiritual practice of drinking water or meditating or going outside, putting their feet on the earth or just doing 10 jumping jacks or 5 squats or just waving their arms around. They are, you know, people, and so since you're not doing the programming, these forces out here won't control. Like this whole virus thing is sorcery. There are a group of sorcerers who want to control things, and they have. They've shut the entire planet down. They've shut all industries down within one spell. Now, it was a test, and now we have to say, okay, how do we get our common sense back? But what it shows us is how unprepared some were and how prepared others were. So I'm in the minority group of the prepared. Not only is my refrigerator and my toilet paper good, but my how much I love myself is good. And the good sex I was already having is getting better. It's just like, oh, let's just turn up more. You want me to stay in the house? Now somebody's like, well, if I got to stay in the house, I want to stay in the house with somebody sexy. You know, I want to lay up and XYZ. And so to me, the domestic violence and the, you know, the mistreating the children and things like that is all because of that particular programming, you know, that's going on that we left up to other people. And we can't leave it up to other people. We have to be more responsible in our own, doing our own due diligence of making the effort, because the comfort zone is what's killing us, Candy. The comfort zone is what's killing us.
Okay, right there. And then after I read this, I want you to reintroduce yourself, tell people where they can find you, And then I'm going to let you go because you've been very generous. And, I mean, I know we would talk anyway if it wasn't for this, but I have no idea what you were doing, so I appreciate you coming on. So I'm reading from the Gospel of Thomas. You know, I love the Bible. It's a spell book. It's a code book. It's everything, but, everybody make it a religious book. But I love pulling the code from it. I love the instruction in it. So the Gospel of Thomas is, you know, one of the lost books. And it says, Jesus said, "Let him who seeks continue seeking until he finds. When he finds, he will become troubled. When he becomes troubled, he will be astonished, and he will rule over all." And that's what we just talked about. You became troubled. It pushed you to seek until you found. And when you found, you began to just rule over all. You just began to rule over all. Rule over your lungs. Rule over your liver. Rule over your cell command. Commanding the cells. Now, if we're commanding the cells all the time, what happens? Now, I don't command my cells command-wise, you know, like what people say commanding is, but I definitely say, thank you, cells. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad that you all know exactly. Okay, so speaking of the cells, one more thing. We talk about food. Food has it has reduced in nutrition 50% of what it was 40 years ago. You have to eat 50% more in order to get the nutrients that you needed 40 years ago. Okay, food is instruction. Food is instruction to the cell. When you eat food, it instructs the cells what to do. Well, if we're getting 40 to 50% less instruction in food, we got to raise our vibration so much higher, you know, in order to compensate for some of the things that the soil may not be giving us. I mean, you know, you can go through extra steps, but some people, they're not able to go through those steps in order to get that 100% of nutritional value. There are different ways and things you can put together to do that. But for people who may not be able to afford it or that may not be their treasure, you know, raising the vibration and commanding those cells to meet that gap could help as well, I think. What do you think about that?
There is no higher vibration that we have access to that has never been turned down than the sun that is outside.
Mm-hmm.
The food that grows and the vegetation, maybe, you know, the vegetation still needs sunlight to grow, whether it's artificial or real. So we have access to sunlight every day. Every day we can just face east when the sun is rising, even if it's cloudy outside, and get the benefits of solar energy. We have gotten away from being solar adepts. There was Homo erectus. Then there was Homo sapien. And now there's something called Homo solaris. There's a division of human beings who are developing relationships with the sun in order to get all the nutrients that they are lacking that are coming from, you know, like you said, the food may not be given to me, so where am I going to get my other 50% from? I'm going to raise my vibration with sunlight. I'm going to raise my vibration with sunlight and breathing, and then I can charge my food. So many people have forgotten that. I'm God. I can look at this food and say, guess what? You got 100% of everything I need in here. I'm going to take three breaths. If anybody who's ever sat down to the table with me, they already know how I go. They know don't even touch that fork until I sit down and bless this whole table.
That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what I'm, and that's what I look at people and be like, hey, well, y'all done got away from saying grace. okay, you might not believe in the white Jesus and you might not believe in all this other stuff, but you done got away from blessing your food. Oh, well, that's what you get. That's what you get. So for me, it's the combination of sunlight, breathing, and letting my word, as like the 5 percenter said, the word is my bond. So now as I express my word, these things that I can have anything on sale command, and for me recently, that's been happening like so much. But this passage that you just read is so fire, because this is a human design passage for the 3-5 profile, which is me. Because when people ask me, it's funny, I've never even seen this in the Bible, but if somebody say, they say, oh ye, how did you get where you at? My answer always has always been the same thing. I dig till my knuckles bleed. And they say, what you mean you dig till your knuckles bleed? I said, man, the answers never wasn't deep enough, so I kept digging, and then my knuckles started bleeding. I knew I was getting somewhere, and then I would dig some more, and that's the only way you're going to get to the truth is digging. And then now this is telling me from all the digging that I've done as a 3-5 profile, you know what I'm saying? I learned through experience. I jump open the landmines. It's saying now,
that's right.
When O ye becomes troubled, he will be astonished. And he will rule over all. And all is the affirmation. That's the prayer I say in front of all the videos. I am in the love of all, and all love is in me. I am a part of all, and all is a part of me. And I am one with all, and all is one with me. And now here you come in divine timing, as usual, which is why, you know what I'm saying, my man 50 grand, my one man 50 grand, this passage right here, and I'm going over here on Instagram and hitting him on Twitter right this moment and dropping it on him like it's hot. You know, that thing is just so powerful. Continue seeking until he finds. Like, if you haven't found it, then don't be satisfied. Keep seeking,
right.
and get out of people's way who are looking, and avoid people who ain't looking. That's really, boy, people who ain't looking, avoid them. People who are looking, you can either help them or you can get out their way. Because what's your tribe? You know what I'm saying? What is your tribe out here trying to do? You know, I ain't got time to be. I'm not going to be in your way, and I'm not going to hold your hand. Now, we can run up this hill together. I won't leave you, but if you don't want to go, this is a volunteer army, and you can stay back down and let these wolves eat you. Because I'm from the Moorish Science Temple. Timothy Drew Ali said, celebrate the living and bury the dead. Because that's what nature does. That's what, when you go outside, there's not a bunch of mourning going on when the fall season comes and the leaves fall to the ground. Now, there aren't any squirrels out there holding those ceremony like, oh, my Lord, the leaves have turned brown. Oh,
right.
it's a terrible thing out here, Candy. We got to hold a ceremony because they're looking for the living. They're like, oh, there's some acorns on the ground, too. What can I do right here to improve my situation? So it's always situations out here, just like me and my man were talking about before I got on this call. Opportunity cost. When you say yes to one thing, that, be careful what you say yes to, folks. That's really my message. Be careful what you say yes to, because you got all the tools. And as I reintroduce myself, you know what? I only got one place I want people to go. Selfdiscoveryclass.info. Selfdiscoveryclass.info. Because me and Jasmine taught a series of 18 courses last year. Little did we know, each one of them courses is preparing people for what we're going through right now. We took every component of human life and did a class on it. We got a class on the Book of Shadows. We got a class on getting your money house right. We had to do 3 classes on relationship science because people...
Mm-hmm.
People are jacked up. Yes, people are jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're related. They had to do classes. So we did, and every course has a component of spiritual light magic. No dark magic. Every component, at the end of every class, we gave out 1, 2, or 3 rituals. So if you take that, I mean, it's no less than 25 positive, life-affirming, money-making rituals that we gave out at self-discovery, because in order to master the self, you must discover the self first. You must know yourself before you can master yourself. And so I am a self-discovery advocate. I am a self-discovery advocate. Why am I so good in my business? Because I know me. I don't try to be somebody else. So why did I, when I saw human design, I said, I got to get into this because this is helping me know more about who I am and what is my skill set. You know what I'm on right now? Channels.
What?
I'm just on
channels. I know.
That's all.
You've been calling
just channels.
Me channels.
I'm just on channels and hanging gates. Because I always been into partnerships because, you know, I got Libra rule my second house. I got Jupiter in Libra, Moon in Libra. So relationships are big to me. But also Libra is my art and justice and fairness.
Right.
And I also am practicing my immortality. I do not want to reincarnate back here, down here on this particular plane. I'm working on getting on up out of here. Y'all can have it.
Yeah.
Y'all, I am not attached to what y'all have going on down here. And
right.
One more time, the foolishness y'all can keep. I've had enough of it, me personally. So this is the direction that I'm heading. I'm in here pouring some water. Let me wait till I finish. But, yeah, self-discovery class. Those are classes with me and Jasmine Aten of One Ritual Away. And they're right there a la carte, all of them. And they're only $35. It's a three-hour class for $35. You in the house anyway. You might as well learn something.
That's
or
right.
You can get the whole bundle. You know, like we have a bundle price. I ain't trying to be salesy, but that's my
no,
offer.
No, you do. Now, you know.
I know, but some people be like, oh, my God. I'm like, hey, it's still affordable. I got some people like, man, the classes. Because at the end of every class, we say, how much should we have charged for this class? And everybody was like $100, $250, $500. I was like, how much did you get from the class? $1,000. Okay, we were charging $26. Now the replay is $35. Jump on the class. But, you know, and everything is the vibration. 35 is 8, which is the magic money number. You want some money? Look for the number 8. That's my clue to everybody. You want to know where some money is at? Look for the number 8. And I just, I was Aquarius Maximus. You need to go to AquariusMaximus.com, and she has a section called Cards of Names. And type your name in and look what the card is for your name. She wrote a program, a software, where you can type in your name. Like you can just put your first name in, just type Candy. Or you could put in Nausi, or you could put your whole birth given name, and you look at the different cards that you've been playing or haven't been playing. So my full government name is an 8 of diamonds. And I was like, damn. So I don't know if people, you know, are really up on the Cards of Your Destiny by Robert Camp or the Science of Cartomancy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would add to, you know, your listeners, that would be something that I would really, really, really look into.
Yeah, you know, I got that book.
Into,
I mean, you turned me on
I know
to
you
that.
Do.
What was it, about 10 years ago? Yeah, I tell you.
I've been courting you for a long time. I've been looking.
You have been awesome.
And I am courting. Because
it can be a little lonely road out here. Not lonely, but, you know, it's you know, a lot of people. And you know, my number is 8, and my house number equals 8. So I'm very familiar with 8. So
absolutely.
Because your birthday
is 9 days after mine, so you went over and did the Gemini thing, but you still got the 26.
That's right. Because both of us are
May 8th. I'm a May 17th.
That Jupiter in the fourth house, always talking about relationships. So we always vibing on that. So I appreciate you coming on, and I'll talk to you afterwards because you know we got some things we got to do anyway.
Well, I'm about
it's
to
time,
do.
Especially
I'm about
since
to
I'm
jump,
in the house.
I'm a, right. I'm about to jump on a. Me and Jasmine about to jump on a. Webinar right now. So anybody want to come over, we're going to be over at Mystic at a Crossroads on her YouTube channel. And I'll send you a link. And I also will give you a text when I get done. But I'm working on some high vibration, high money stuff over here as usual. Today has been wonderful. The pleasure principle, Janet Jackson, has been all up in the house today. And She has been all up in the house today. I had just amazing time. And I'm just so happy that you texted me, and I had, you know, the wherewithal and the time to come over, and it was just good to carve out some time to come over here and be with like minds from my tribe. So thank you so much for starting this, and I look forward to you having many more successes just like this.
Well, you know, I used to do it all the time, and then I quit, and you used to get on me all the time about where you at, you know, what you doing. So I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Queen, I love you too. Peace.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, so that is just a snippet of what we do when we get together. Sometimes it can go hours and hours and hours, and we come up with all kinds of inspiration, and that is where I get a lot of my juice from just a small group of people like that, where we allow each other to be free to explore, to test and figure out what works for you. And when he was talking about rituals are very important. A lot of people shy away from rituals, but you do them in church all the time. And what happens is, another thing is when you are in the midst of chaos and your mind is running away with you, a ritual will take your physical self, connect it to your mental self. It'll pull you away from what's going on out there long enough to concentrate, to bring your conscious and subconscious together and align you with your body. So even if it's nothing but lighting a candle, it can be that simple. When you feel yourself getting to a particular place where you know you are becoming unhinged, sucked in, or feeling like you're being overtaken, your nerves, you know, you could be a caregiver, you could be a parent, whatever position you're in, a boss or a stressed out coworker is bothering you, the act of breathing, lighting a candle, an incense or something to change the atmosphere. And we'll talk about all of that. I will be doing, starting back, my Expanding Consciousness series that I used to do in person, but because we're all on lockdown, I'll do it virtually, where I get into how to apply and integrate all of this, because we're big children. And when you look at children and how children play, they are ritualizing. They're playing house. They're manifesting. They're playing house. And they're already calling in their soulmates, how many children they're going to have, what kind of job they're going to have. They're pretending, but they're not pretending, okay? So when you become an adult, you have to get in touch with that world. And don't think that everything is so silly. Because if you can do it in a church and don't even know what you're doing and what it means, you can create your own ritual at home, put your own meaning into it, put your own desire into it, and connect with the God in you for the things that you want, instead of depending on somebody else to do it for you, and they have no idea who you are, nor do they care, right? So you can do this on your own. You do not have to congregate with hundreds of people and be in the midst if you're told to quarantine, okay? We're talking about raising your vibration, commanding yourselves. We're going to be also wise, okay? You don't have to be defiant, okay? Because you don't want to, you know, incite certain things, okay? When in Rome, do as Romans do. You got to do that sometimes, okay? And take this time to elevate, because guess what? When this is over, you'll have a skill that you never had before. So I'll be back. Will and I are going to be coming back tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about relationships in the midst of chaos and kind of how to work around that, you know. And Will and I is another supportive soul, like-minded, that is just great. You'll have to meet him. And we talk a lot as well, and we just have a good time, and we always talk about how this needs to be recorded. Oh, my God, this conversation needs to be recorded. So that's what we do. All right. So in the meantime, go to www.mindscape.com, mindscapeartist.com, and you can catch all of my links over there, all the books that I read, a lot of the blog posts that I've written, videos, just so much stuff is there. And this is stuff that I've been doing for a while. Live it, love it, and continue to add to it. So in the meantime, do not be overcome with what it is that you're seeing. Reconstruct the world by reconstructing your mind. I know you can do it. Bye.